right there. Hey, praise the Lord. This is Linda Yacklin Bird. Come on. How you doing, girl?
I'm doing fine. Thanks, Gary.
Can we hear her? Talk to us.
Okay. Hello.
Keep her up now because I'm loud.
Yes, he is.
Wow. Well, Joey, I told him what the situation was, and because of time, we won't dwell on that a whole lot at this point, but I'm glad you're here because, I don't know, you might have known Mama before he did.
Oh, yeah. You and I go back. I got to just
come
tell
on,
you
here
briefly.
We go. Here we go. We go back.
Harry. We go almost over 35 years.
Wow.
That's a long time.
Rockingham.
He looks that old. I don't.
No. But you put a hat on me and it's different.
That's right. I'm originally from Michigan, and my grandparents...
Look at this.
My grandparents lived in North Carolina, and I would come down and visit. And when I got saved at 16, which we're kind of the same in that, I got saved out of a non-Christian home.
Me too.
And I went to a really wonderful church in Michigan, very active, soul-winning. And I would come to North Carolina, and it was dead.
What you talking about calling us dead?
Oh, my goodness. Well, then I heard Gary witnessing to a boy in a bowling alley, and I guess you were 15 or 16.
16, 17, yeah.
16. And I asked you for a track because I wanted to go to the church where you went.
Yeah.
I thought if a teenager is excited about the things of the Lord and inviting a friend to his church, it's got to be a pretty good church. And we were about the same age, and I asked him for a track, and I said, is it a good Bible-believing church? And this is Gary at 16 or 17. He looked at me and said, nah, it's liberal. And then just busted out laughing. So he was exactly the same then than he is now.
There you go.
I mean, it's the same.
Crazy.
And that's when we met. And so that's been almost 35 years ago. And I started going to Temple then.
Temple
I was
Baptist.
Single. And we were actually in youth group a lot together when I would come visit.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember being a counselor at camp and getting a shaving cream fight. And remember, I hurt my leg, and you and Brett took me to a...
I don't remember any of this.
Yeah.
We didn't push
to
you
the
down.
Hospital.
We
no,
didn't push
it wasn't you.
You.
It was
it's
Janice
normally we
Dye.
Push people down and stuff.
But anyway, yeah, we go back a long way.
So anyway, long way.
Yeah.
Amen? So anyway, I just wanted you to share. They've heard about my mother for years. And many of you, if you're new, you haven't. But today, if there's any videos on how Mama made it, you can get them for free today out back. Whatever we have, just take it today. But... what do you think of when you think of Mama?
I had...
There you are, by the way. There's Mama over here to the left. There's Mama presenting you and your husband with a quilt and some pillows.
Yep.
Remember that?
Actually, that was just before she died.
Right before she passed.
Yep.
Was killed.
Because I think that was in October.
Yep.
And your mother was killed in November.
Yep. So she loved you guys. But
she
anyway,
did.
What do you think of when you think of Mama?
Well, and I saw her in all seasons of her life. Right after I got to know her, and I'm not kidding, you know Gary, you know Ann. I mean, they are cut from the same cloth. I mean, absolutely. I remember when I first met her, a strong handshake. There was no guile in her. There was no, it wasn't performance. For her to say she was a Christian, it was a real, it was no pretend because she lived in a living hell. And I remember one time she tried, after I was married and a pastor's wife, she came to us later. She even tried to walk away from the church because she and her husband were worldly and drunks. And when she got saved, he hated her. And so there was one time in her life she went out and bought a six-pack of beer and said, I'm going back to that life. And she quit coming to church, and she told us later about this. She looked at it and said, you know, I can't do this, and poured every one of them out. And it was a very abusive situation. But I think of Ann Riley, and I'd like to just, I think about a person who, I would not use the word sweet, you know, but I would say compassionate. She was always giving. She came in after my husband came as pastor, and she and a friend of hers, Miss Coward, came to my husband and said, you know, we really feel like we need to start a ministry to help people in need. Women who are single moms, who don't have food or whatever. And they started what is called the Dorcas Ministry. 5 years after that started, it won an award in North Carolina for ministry, I don't know, through Raleigh. But they served and ministered to people who didn't have food, who didn't have clothing. She was faithful to visit people. Just a wonderful, wonderful person. But she could be a strong cup of coffee.
Come on.
she would let you know where she stood. And,
why not?
Yeah, she was very, she was not a confrontational person, but she lived in the moment. She knew, and she told us, she would say to us, I know he's going to kill me. She lived in a house where she slept with a gun under her bed, her pillow. She honestly lived in fear on a daily basis. And she would tell her husband, you know, if you kill me, you better kill yourself because my kids will kill you. And I guess he believed it because he did. This woman could do everything. I mean, this debt-free or die, that is Ann Riley.
Come on! Praise the Lord! I love that!
That's Ann Riley.
Boom!
I mean to tell you, in our town, there is a grocery store that stopped double couponing because of Ann Riley. They had to pay her for 2 buggies of groceries one time. I'm not kidding. She would coupon. She was so careful with money, and you can see that in Gary. But she wasn't afraid to give. She was very giving. But she was careful with what she had. She was very artistic. She was a needle pointer, cross stitch. She, in our school, she cross stitched 2 beautiful. I don't know if you've ever read them. And one of them, they're right at the bathrooms in the school. And I make every one of my classes go down and read those cross stitches every year. I'm a teacher. I teach 7th and 8th grade. Both of them talk about today. One of them the says if. And I wish I had. If I'd have known. Now see, I get thrown under the bus all the time. If I had known I was doing this, I probably would have written those down.
We have them.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. I've used them before. If you think you're beaten, you are.
That's right.
If you think you can't,
you
can.
You can.
That's right.
You know, and I have my kids read those every year, and I tell them the story. And I said, this woman used every day like today's her last. And I believe she lived 80 years. In the small amount of time she lived.
Wow. There it is.
That's it.
Yeah, that's the exact one.
That's the one, yep. Right outside of our bathroom. And
there's the other one. It's the beginning of a new day.
Yep.
Yep, see there?
And then I love the last part. I want it to be gain, not loss, good, not evil, success, not failure, in order that I shall not regret the price I paid for it. I mean, she was just a a wonderful woman, but I just can't say enough. It's just like, it's like her and you. I mean, you are so much like her.
Better to me than to say that. You know?
Well,
thank
and it's
you.
The truth. Yeah. I remember Gary and I were, we were working around the corner from each other. I was working at the Army recruiting station, and I guess I was in my 20s, and you were working at some place.
Job Security Commission, yeah.
Yeah, and you can only imagine working. I was a Christian. I was the main secretary for all the recruiters. And they ended up being, boy, it was interesting at first. But Gary would come by, and we would go to his house for lunch. And, I mean, you know, if you come to my house for lunch, I'm going to slap a sandwich on you. I mean, I might have, you know, a pop or something in the fridge. His mother would have every day a full, I mean, I figured out what the country was like. It was vegetables and cornbread and tea, sweet tea, the best sweet tea ever. And, yeah, she was always giving, always faithful. And then, you know, I think about her gardening skills. Oh, my goodness. She can make anything grow. And it was just her yard. She came and worked so diligently in the church and in the churchyard. And I don't know.
That's good. That's good. I just wanted you to get a little
so
feel
many
from
other
somebody
things.
Else.
Yeah, yeah.
Other than me. You hear from me.
Yeah. You know, you know, she was so proud. I don't want to cry, but I remember we were so glad because she had finally decided to escape. And she moved down here with Gary. And she was gone a long time, and Riley was, oh, he was a piece of work, I'll tell you. I really believe he was demon-possessed. But he somehow got to her without Gary knowing. And he told her where she was. He was stalking her. And we found this out because she would come and talk to us. And she would make us pledge that we wouldn't tell Gary because she didn't want you to go to jail. But he found her and he got her on the phone. And he told her where she was and where her grandchildren were. And he said, you better come home. And she was afraid that he was going to hurt her family. And she came back. And there was nothing she loved more than her family and her grandbabies. Knew he was going to kill her, but she didn't want him to hurt her kids. That's the kind of woman she was. And she knew if Gary knew, he would kill him. So, you know, nobody messes with Gary's mama. And she kept a lot to herself because of that. She did.
Well, I appreciate it. That's probably about all we can do. Amen? Come on. Can you thank the Lord for Linda? What a sweet woman. Is that okay? Is that okay? Hey, God bless you. Thank you for that. That was awesome. Thank you for spending time. I appreciate it. Amen? I'll help you. Come on. I'll help you down. Anyway, there you go. There you go. Steve will help you. Can you tell Linda one more time you love her today? That's not easy to do. Amen. Thanks, Linda. I want to take the last few minutes and just a little brief thing. Roger, let's just go with as much as we can. We'll see what we can do. Next hour, we'll develop this fully. But go ahead, Rog. See what we can get rolling this morning. See what we can do in about 10 minutes. Amen? Fly. Here we go. And he'll be pushing quick as that computer will let him. Things Mama said. Say that with me. Things Mama said. Amen. We're going to do something real quick. Just go with it. 83 years ago, my mother, Annie Locke Reynolds Clark Riley, was born in Rockingham, North Carolina. And that's where Linda and her family serve the Lord. For the first 16 years, she lived as a poor girl in rural eastern North Carolina, right there where that dot is, real close to the South Carolina line. And that's really, really poor country, cotton-picking country, still, when you drive through there. She dropped out of school in the 11th grade. At the age of 16, she got married. In the next 25 years, she had six kids. There's my brothers and sisters, of which I'm the youngest of six. She worked as a waitress at a barbecue restaurant in Rockingham. Now, I call it an institution. Elena, we've eaten there so many times, it ain't even funny, isn't it? Amen? And towards the years, as it got, after Mama was killed and the thing went down the hill, it wasn't as good. Joey, her husband, stopped going in there when he saw the same glass of tea on a counter that was sitting up here for about 3 weeks. He went, "I'm pretty done here." He said, "Until they get that glass cleaned up there on that guy, I ain't coming back." He was funny. Things Mama said. What Mama say? I threw a few of these together for you today. As a boy, for me as a boy, there I am right there. To me as a boy, here's what I heard Mama say. I think the first thing I ever heard Mama say was this: get up and make your bed. And to this day, when my feet hit the floor, I'm out of bed, there's a natural tendency for my hand to go back and start pulling them covers up. Abby this week got up, went to the living room, started coloring it, and she's so sweet. Now, I said, "What do you think you're doing? Get in there and make your bed." And she's like, "I'm just coloring." Doesn't matter. Your bed ain't made. What's wrong with you? Come on. Here we go. Things Mama said: say yes, sir, and no, sir. Say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. Period. And guess what Abby and Danny are learning to do? Take a wild guess. If you don't know, I adopted these little girls just a few weeks ago. Amen. Praise God. So they're learning, yes, sir. Yeah. What? Who are you talking to? Yes, sir. Amen. That's the way we do it. Everybody doesn't do it the way we do it. When it came to discipline, here's what Mama said: I'll wear you out. You ever heard that? If you beat him with a rod, it ain't going to kill him. She's just crazy enough to believe it. Craziness. Here's another thing she said about discipline: if you run, anything goes. Go ahead, run. You're going to get hit with something. That's the way she did it. Had big old strapping boys. What are you going to do as a mama and all the boys are a lot bigger than you? Somebody's going to be in charge. It was her. When she came home from work, she'd wear that white. Remember back in the day the waitresses wore all white and had the hose on and them white shoes that you wore out hot as a dog working at that restaurant. And that black LTD would pull up in that driveway. And we'd be out there in the yard. I'm the youngest now. Boys playing football. Neighborhood boys playing tackle football in the backyard. Your mouth bloody, you dirty. And we didn't realize it where we grew up. We were like a gang. We didn't know. When we look back on some of these guys and big guys and who they were in the part of town's a bad area of town, I guess we were like bad kids. I'd pull up after working that black LD, pull up, that door would fly open. Here's what she'd say: if you don't belong to me, go home. And like roaches, baby, those guys would whoop. It won't like, no, it's third down, Mama. Here's Mama, game over. You understand a little bit about Mama? Come on, come on. It's Mother's Day. These are things I don't always say concerning working. Here's what she said: work hard and do a good job. Say that with me. Work hard and do a good job. Nobody ought to have to get your tail out of bed and go to work. Here's what we call that in North Carolina: sorry. Yeah, that's just sorry. That's ugly, ain't it? Preacher done called me sorry on Mother's Day. When it came to communication, Mama told me this: look at people when you talk to them. Look at them. Don't be doing this. How you doing? You know, where are you going? Mom, hey, ready, okay. Things Mama said about who I was. She said, nobody is better than you. Just because you grew up here, just because you didn't have, hush your mouth. Nobody's better than you. Amen. Say. It doesn't mean you better than anybody else either. No. Things Mama said, just walking through. Mama took up drinking heavily and eventually gave up on her marriage to my dad, P.C. Clark. That was her beverage of choice, Pabst Blue Ribbon. At age 40, she divorced my dad. I was 11. She allowed a man who she'd been sleeping with to move into our house. Same man eventually killed my mother. In April of 77, at age 45, she married this man. Within a few months, he wasn't coming home very much anymore. What goes around comes around. In late November, Mama was drinking more than ever. She was really distressed over her life. Lost, a drunk, the man she's married ain't here. Just a mess. And she's out of work. She's disabled. Doesn't have hardly anything. Nothing. Poor. It was Saturday night before the days of remote control, and evangelist Billy Graham came on the TV screen. Before remote control, so you drunk, you're stuck. Mama was watching, and Mama was listening. Keep going. When I came home about 11 p.m. after party with my friends, I heard these words come out of my mama's mouth. Here they are. Can you say them with me? Pop it up. We're drunk. Slurred her words. I thought she was crazy. I cussed her out. And that's where we went, Temple Baptist Church. And that's where Joey and Linda and their family have ministered for 25 years. My mama said, here's what she said, I need help. Say that with me. I need help. Did you know it's okay to say that? It's okay to say it here. Amen? I need help. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest, Jesus says. Mama said, I'm a sinner. Can you say that with me? I am a... That ain't a bad thing. That's the Bible. That's what you are. That's what I am. Look, all have sinned. That means all, everybody, you, me, you name them. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Mama said, I've sinned. Mama said this. Say that with me. Jesus, love. What can this do in the life of a person? Well, a lot. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Mama said this. Would you say that with me? I believe Jesus died on the cross and rose from the dead for me. She said that. If thou would confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. And that's what Mama did. Three Sundays later, on December 18th, 1977, both Mama and I made the decision in that church where they still minister. We made the decision to believe on Jesus Christ, to believe that He's God's Son, that He loved us, that He died, that He rose from the dead for us, and that He'd never leave us or forsake us. We made that decision not even knowing what we were doing. Amen? And it's in the Bible, and we took God at His Word, and He was faithful. Amen? So these are things Mama said. I don't have a lot of time, but here's some other things Mama said. Here's what Mama said to me. You're stingy. We didn't have much. We had a garden. We didn't have a farm. We had a garden. We're living out of the garden. We're selling the stuff in the garden to live. She's giving stuff away. Mama, we can sell that for $450. Why are you giving it to the bank lady? She's got it ready to pay for it. It's because what I want to do. You're stingy, son. Here's what Mama said. Would you say that with me? Always. Guys, why do we give coffee away? Why do we give donuts away? Why, when you come to a senior luncheon, do you have a meal provided? Why do, when we go to the beach and there's a, people say, oh, I can't believe all y'all do. Why wouldn't we? Why wouldn't we give to you? Why wouldn't we give to people? Say, you know, we love people. There's no better way to show love than to give somebody. So Jesus said, if you give a cup of cold water in my name. Is that what He said? That's exactly what He said. You did it unto me. She said this, I said it already, say that with me. You got to do what? I remember sitting by your mother. Let's take that out. Not like, oh, God is killing me. She was like, oh, this is a blessing that I've even got something to give. Come on. She told me this, smile when you what? She'd hear the song and she'd say, how was the song, Mama? She, it was good, but smile when you sing. Yeah. Show your teeth. You got them. Mama said, get out your notepad. I'd call her complaining. Okay, get out your notepad. Put the bad things in your life on the left. Put the good things on the right. I guarantee those good things are going to outweigh the bad things. Get out your notepad if you got it so bad. Start counting your blessings and your cursings if you got it so bad. Mama said this. Say that with me. Romans what? Is still in the Bible. All things work together for good, even when it don't look like they're working for good, right? It's, last time I checked, they ain't took it out of the Bible yet, right? Come on. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Oh, and we'll end with this one, because we're going to give you ladies this when you leave. Say that with me. You matter. There was a time in my life where I was hurting in my relationship with my wife. And it was very, very difficult. And I didn't feel loved. And I'd been betrayed. And I tried harder, harder, harder. There must be something wrong with me. And I lost hearing my mother's love. I lost hearing that I mattered to my mother. I want to tell you something. Don't ever think that you got to have the love of somebody else so much that you lose hearing the voice of your mother. Did you hear what I just said? Yes or no? Did you hear me? I just got to have. And you just drown out all the people who built you up, who love you, man. Don't let that happen in your life. Did you hear me today? I did that. Horrible. I think the first thing's going to happen to me when I get to heaven, Mama's going to slap me for that. Peter at the gate or whatever, you know, you walk in, welcome home, raise your mouth, pop! Boy, you should knock you right out, amen? All right, let's praise the Lord. I got to quit, amen? Thank the Lord this morning, yeah! Good morning.